Good afternoon. You are listening to the second hour of the Community Block. And we have Kiwanis in the studio with us today. And then we'll have a Lions Club. But we'll stick to A Good Day Sunshine to kick off the Beatles. And isn't it a glorious day in Bayside?
Good day sunshine. Sunshine, good day sunshine. I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day sunshine, good day sunshine. We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day sunshine, good day sunshine, good day sunshine. Then we lie beneath the shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good, she knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day sunshine, good day sunshine, good day sunshine, good day sunshine.
Southern FM on 90886466 or send us an email info@southernfm.com.au.
Good afternoon, and you are listening to the second hour of the Community Block. And sorry, I've been a bit out of practice, so we're kicking off with Kiwanis this afternoon, and we have Tim Vine and Angela Randall live in the Red Studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Molly.
Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, we're going to go back to the beginning of what exactly Kiwanis is. Because you were saying that when you go to the big hardware store and do sausage sizzles, that's the most frequently asked questions. Yes. What exactly is Kiwanis?
Well, Molly, it started off in 1905 in the US, and it was originally called Nook Kiwanis, and that's a North American Indian term for we build.
Right.
And later on, or earlier than that, it was we trade. And what it was all about was a group of men formed a club, and they were interested in disadvantaged children, in particular boys, in their community. And it was we build their confidence, we build.
Right.
So it moved on from there. So Kiwanis is now a community-based global organisation made up of volunteers. And our mission statement is that we build or we improve the world one child or one community at a time.
Right.
So it's operated on an individual basis worldwide, and in Australia we have a number of clubs, and they operate independently, but we're all members of the one organisation.
And am I right in thinking that Kiwanis is second only to UNICEF with the work that is done for children of the world?
I would think so. There's probably other organisations within the world that also contribute through to UNICEF, but we are in partnership with UNICEF. And so the atmosphere of Kiwanis organisations is one of friendship and fellowship, and we term it as a service organisation.
Right. And so how is Kiwanis different to other service clubs?
Well, I think to answer that, Molly, it's probably better to start with why are we the same? And Kiwanis is actually one of the big three service clubs globally, because there are basically three service clubs that that operate internationally. And it's interesting, if you go back to the start of those three, there was Rotary, Kiwanis, mm-hmm. and the Lions Club.
Right.
Now, they were all formed within 12 years of each other.
Okay.
Rotary in 1905, Kiwanis in 1915, and Lions in 1917.
Right.
They were all formed in the Great Lakes area of the United States.
Ah. Is there something in the water there?
Must have been something like that. So the interesting thing is that they all started about the same time, all doing the same thing, community service. And, during that time it was discovered that there was a great need for community service, and that spread right throughout the United States, so that you couldn't go within the next 25 years, you couldn't find a county or a town in the United States that didn't have one of those three.
Right.
And they were all over.
So when did Kiwanis come to Australia?
Okay. Well, that's where we start to look at the difference between the three of them. Rotary, and I'll go back to them because they're the oldest one. If you look at their spread internationally, they actually came to Australia in 1921. So immediately, or almost straight after the First World War. Kiwanis stuck around. They didn't believe that there was anything outside the United States, America-centric as we call it. Lions came to Australia in 1947, so that they realised after the Second World War that there was a need for community service worldwide. And poor old Kiwanis finally decided in 1967 that there was a need for Kiwanis outside of the United States, and they came here then. And that was about the time when Kiwanis started to spread. So what we found was that when Kiwanis was formed in Australia, there was almost every town and village that could have a service club already had one. They had Rotary, or they had Lions, yes. or they had Apex, so all the community service spots were taken. So it took Kiwanis a long time to get established at all, and in fact, these days, we're still way behind those other two. So as it happened, the boffins at Kiwanis decided they had to differentiate Kiwanis from the other service clubs.
Right.
So what they did in the late 90s is they adopted the Serving the Children of the World as their slogan.
Yes.
And they concentrated specifically on the needs of children.
Right, worldwide. There lies the difference.
Yes. So that's where we're different.
Right. Mm. Well, it's all a bit of a chain reaction. We'll be back after Johnny Farnham.
Your face, one kill that needs some action, one link in a chair. reaction.
Johnny Farnham. Oh, showing my age, aren't I? Calling him Johnny. I used to go and watch him at Carol's by Candlelight.
Right.
And then hassle my parents because I said, quick, it's nearly midnight. If it's past midnight, Father Christmas won't come. So you are listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the Sounds of the Bayside, and we have Tim Vine, the president of Kiwanis, and Angela Randall, the secretary of Kiwanis Marabin.
Marab.
Now, we were talking before about the origin of Kiwanis and what exactly it is, and the mission statement, serving the children of the world, and that is the big difference between you and the other big players, the Rotary Club and the Lions.
It is.
Correct.
So, why does somebody like you, Tim, join an organisation such as Kiwanis?
Well, you join a service club mainly because you want to contribute to the community.
Mm.
And in the case of Kiwanis, you have that need to want to support children, help them as much as you can, and Kiwanis is a perfect organisation to do that.
Yes, I think it is true what they say. It takes a village to raise a child.
Correct.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
Exactly right. In my case, it was fairly obvious that I'd join a service club. My dad was a Rotarian, and everywhere we used to go, when we went on holidays, the first thing Dad would do was find out where the nearest Rotary club was so that he could do his makeup. So I was brought up in that sort of society. And then it's interesting, my dentist, when I went to the dentist, I discovered he was an Apexian. And he said, well, you can't join Rotary because they're a classification-based organisation. So you have to represent a particular classification. Mm. You're a student.
Mm.
So he said, why don't you join Apex like me? And so I said, oh, that's a good idea. But so after I finished university, I actually did join Apex. And I was an Apexian travelling around Australia with a family. And when we came to Melbourne... I was approaching the age of 40, and at 40, they kick you out of Apex. You can't be an Apexian anymore. So
ageist.
I had to look around and decide what I wanted to do, either not join a service club or leave service altogether or join one of the other big three. So I actually looked around, and I visited a number of other service clubs, and the Rotarians were very keen to get me in. They'd been working on me for some time. And basically, bottom line, I chose Kiwanis because I guess really, deep down, it was most like Apex. And I just liked the ideals, the friendship, the way the meetings were run, the type of guest speaker they had along.
Mm.
It was all the type of thing that appealed to me. So that's why I joined Kiwanis.
And what's your professional background, Tim, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm actually a chemist.
Ah, okay. So
industrial.
So if we need some drugs...
No, industrial.
So what's the difference? So you're not a pharmacist?
No, I'm not a pharmacist.
So what are industrial drugs? Forgive me for being naive.
No, not drugs at all. No.
An industrial chemist?
Yes.
Right.
I'm actually an analytical chemist.
Right. So if I gave you a substance, you could tell me what was in it, what chemicals were in it.
That used to be my job, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
And from that I went into sales, in actual fact.
You could have been a forensic scientist, perhaps.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Ah. They employ chemists.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wonderful. And so how long have you been involved with Kiwanis?
38, coming up in 39 years.
No, that can't be right. If you joined when you were 40, that can't be right. I'm giving you a compliment, Tim.
Yes, I understand. You made me redo my math, but yeah, that's right.
We'll be back after these few short messages.
Artists of all ages and stages are invited to perform every Saturday at Princeton View Allerthy Aged Care. The Creative Community Open Microphone from 10:30 a.m. to midday. We'll shout you a coffee at our state-of-the-art Ratho Cafe. And if our audience loves you, you could land a paid gig at Princeton View Allerthy Aged Care, 29 Heathfield Road, Brighton East. For details, call Samantha on 8591 0200.
Southern FM sponsor.
Hi, my name is Matt Hall, and I'm a pilot in the Red Bull Air Race World Championship. My lung health tip for everybody is to make sure that you get outside and you get your heart rate up and get some deep breathing going 5 times a week. It makes sure you're using them, it makes sure you're keeping them clear, and it makes sure your whole system is getting flushed out with oxygen, which is the spice of life.
For more lung health tips, visit Just One Breath.
Jessica was only 3 years old when her mum died. Still hurting from the loss as a teenager, her mental health declined and she turned to drugs and alcohol. Thanks to Mission Australia, Jessica received support to process her trauma and heal from her dependencies. Finally, she can smile at the future. Please donate today to help a young person turn their life around. Call 1-800-888-868 or visit missionaustralia.com.au.
Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
You are listening to the second hour of the Community Block on a Tuesday afternoon, and the sun is beaming down on us in the lovely Bayside. And we have Angela Randall, and she's the Secretary of Kiwanis now. Angela, what got you involved with Kiwanis?
Well, Molly, it's a very similar story to Tim, but not quite as long and not quite as impressive, I think.
I thought you were going to say not quite as long and not quite as boring.
Yeah. Oh, no, not at all. I wouldn't say that. Not at all. But I was approached by Rotary to join Rotary in a local club.
Yes.
And I went along to meetings. And I just felt it wasn't for me at the time, but I was looking for something. Hmm. And at the time, I was standing as a candidate for federal parliament, and ooh, I was still looking for something extra. And a colleague of mine invited me along to a Kiwanis breakfast. And I thought, oh, yes, what's Kiwanis? And along I went, and I sat with some lovely people, met a lot of lovely Kiwanians, and learned all about Kiwanis, and I thought, that's the place for me. Anyway, I was invited to New Caledonia to attend a workshop with WHO, World Health Organization.
Yes.
And one of our Kiwanian people here said, oh, I know somebody over there, he'll look mm-hmm. after you. So he gave me the name, we corresponded through email, and sure enough, he came and picked myself up, and at the time, the governor of the New Zealand Pacific region mm-hmm. was also visiting New Caledonia,
oh,
and she came along. So we had a day out with a couple of the Kiwanians there,
mm-hmm.
and then they dropped us off and they said, we'll be back in half an hour, we'll take you out for dinner. I thought, oh, that's very nice. Anyway, we went along to their Kiwanians clubhouse,
mm-hmm.
and lo and behold, there was a little room packed full of these wonderful people, all French-speaking, except one young lady who was assigned to us, mm-hmm. and she explained what was going on. They had a little kitchenette, cooked their own dinner, which was two big bowls of paella. We had a wonderful ooh. Evening, and I thought, this is the sort of organisation I want to be involved with. They told me all about the projects they did in New Caledonia, and I came back and I said to my husband, yes, that's it, we're going to join Kiwanis, and we did. And I just thought it's been a great experience ever since. And 15 years later, I'm still involved, and so is my husband.
And obviously still enjoying every minute of it. If only our listeners could see the beam on Angela's face when she's talking about Kiwanis.
I do love being involved, and I love being in the club that I'm involved with now with our guys. And we do a lot of really good work, and it's really terrific being able to come along and share our experiences with you, Molly, and with your listeners.
Yeah. So, now, do you have a range of ages of your members?
Yes.
You don't kick them out at 40.
No,
we don't. No, so youngest member probably in his mid-40s or late-30s, Miles. And I'm not
sure. Yeah, a bit younger than that, I think, yeah.
Yeah, possibly, yes. And higher up in the age range for a number of our other members, and I'm sort of sitting in the middle. So, we have a great range, and, it's a great fellowship, and that was one of the main reasons why I decided to join the fellowship and meeting new people and travel anywhere in the world. And you mentioned Kiwanis, and somebody is a Kiwanian.
There you go. There you go. If any of our listeners would like to become a member of Kiwanis, what would they have to do?
Well, Tim, what do they do? They contact
0412 884 064.
And can we have that once again, please, Tim?
0412 884 064. And ask for Tim.
And ask for Tim Vine. Yeah. Oh, you've got such a good radio voice, Tim.
Talk to the president.
El Presidente.
Great. Yes, he's fabulous.
And so what does a member of Kiwanis get out of their membership?
Well, I think I've said it before, Molly, there's no greater reward than to see the smile on a child's face that you've helped.
Mm.
And that just gets you right in here. I'm touching my heart. but it is such a rewarding experience. You just can't describe it. You have to feel it.
Yeah. Mm.
But being a member of Kiwanis means that you also join a group of other members, as Angela said, who have similar interests.
Yes.
Come from all different walks of life, of course.
Mm.
And it doesn't just stop at the club. It goes on through the whole hierarchy. We have divisions, which are part of our district.
Right.
And the districts all make up the Kiwanis International club, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
So that it doesn't matter what you're interested in, there's always someone there that you can talk to.
Mm.
I mentioned earlier that we have a great range of guest speakers come along, so you get an education, if you like, on all types of things that you probably wouldn't normally hear about just by being a member of a Kiwanis club.
Right. Leadership education, don't we? We learn how to run meetings and the different roles of the members of the organisation, the community benefits, because we're all volunteers, and it's putting back in the community, but it's also encouraging the economic growth of the community too. So
yes,
that part of it is not equally as important, but it is part of the role of what service clubs do.
Yes, that's like a hidden part of volunteers, isn't it? But it is so very valuable for our economic growth and stability.
And as part of it also, the social networking, Tim, is really important.
I was going to say that the bottom line is we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We really enjoy it.
Good, good. Yeah. And it shows.
It's absolutely fabulous.
Super. Now, what does Kiwanis achieve that an individual couldn't?
Well,
I suppose people power is part
fairly,
of it.
It's fairly simple, yes. If you, Molly, see something that you think is wrong and that you'd maybe like to address, and that could be a friend, a colleague, one of your family, there's not an awful lot you can do.
No.
If you're a member of an organisation like Kiwanis, you can get the other members of your club. As I said, we're part of a division, which is part of a district. You can involve the whole strength of the organisation to assist in that. So we can run an individual project. We might run a project to purchase a particular item for an organisation or a group that's looking after the sort of thing that we're interested
in. So, for example, a children's sporting group that perhaps would like a defibrillator.
Hmm.
Could be.
Something along those lines?
We tend to look at more kids in need.
Yes. One of the examples, Tim, is the dogs that are trained to sense if a child's going to have an epileptic
fit or something. Marvellous.
Now, those dogs the care dogs, they cost around $3,500, maybe a little bit more now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And for some families, that is a really big ask. Mm. So, Kiwanis get together and they'll hold functions like our Bunnings barbecues and raise money to assist families in that respect.
Mm.
Another way is we've sponsored children at a school to go off on their first schoolies week up in Queensland. Was that last year or the year before?
Yes, it was. Yes.
So those sort of things, the children actually learn how to plan their holiday, learn where they're going to go, make the bookings, learn what sort of transport and transfers they're going to have.
Give them some independence.
And we in fact did support them by donating, was it around $2,000 for the activity. So that's a couple of ways in which you can use the one small organisation. Or in the case of Children First, you'll remember we talked about the twins that were separated.
Yes.
Well, the retreat up in Kilmore, they put out a call for help to Kiwanis, and club members from all over the state went up to Kilmore and did a number of activities that the staff didn't have time to do, like cleaning the fridges, weeding the garden, chopping the wood, packing the wood into the shed ready for winter. My husband went out and did the snake repellent things. And then while he was up there, he went and checked that they were still there. So that was it, yes.
Okay.
He wasn't the snake repellent. But those are the sort of things, and that's using a lot of clubs and getting involved together for a project.
Yes, so it's many hands make light work.
The main thing, Molly, is that if you join an organisation that's maybe specifically looking at one particular issue, that's their focus.
Mm.
Whereas as a Kiwani, you can look across that, you can support them, you can support a number of them, you can do your own project. So you have the choice and you can decide as a group what you want to support.
Mm. It can be organisation-wide or it can be an individual, as we've mentioned with the doggies.
Terrific. Well, the time has whizzed around yet again. You'll be joining us next month again.
Absolutely.
On the community block.
Yes.
So I'd like to thank you for spending your time in this beautiful day, being stuck in the red studio with me being silly. So thank you, Tim Vine and Angela Randall from Kiwanis Moorabbin. And we'll see you next month.
Thank you, listeners.
And most people I know think that I'm crazy.
Most people I know.